Casey Miners of Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network, joined with Hawkeye football head coach Kirk Ferentz here at the annual Carroll Area iClub in Arcadia. Coach, we'll first start off, talk about, you know, how important of an event it is tonight, you know, just for not just the football program, but Hawkeye athletics in general.
Yeah, it's just, it's the neat thing about iClubs, first of all, it's just having a chance to get out and get in communities and say hello and also say thank you. And you think about the drive it is from, you know, from Iowa City to here or vice versa. So just really appreciate the support we get in all of our sports from people across the state. And, you know, you're not supposed to have favorite kids. You're not supposed to have favorite iClubs. This one's my favorite.
One of the most, I think, one of the ones that most benefits, I think, just the athletics in general, the Carroll area one, you know, I would say one of the more popular ones, I think, in the area.
Well, it's fun for us because, you know, you feel like it's America. You got, you know, people that are grandparents, you've got kids, you've got a wide range of Iowa Hawkeye fans, and it's just, you know, it's a small town, the food is outstanding, fellowship's even better, and I think that's what makes it so special.
You guys just wrapped up spring practices. You know, no secret that it's been kind of an eventful off season for you guys, you know. With the new OC change, and, you know, this might be you can answer this if you want, but how do you kind of balance, you know, with Brian leaving, you know, the side of being a football coach, but also a father at that point, you know, because, you know, you kind of got to have that work-life balance right there. And how did you balance all that stuff going on?
Yeah, it's a challenge. But, you know, we all sign up for this, and it's things change. You know, things change in your professional life, certainly, and in coaching. That's a reality of coaching. Unfortunately, we haven't had much change over the years, but you know, it's a start for a new chapter for Brian, and you know, he'll be just fine. And then you know, we have a new coordinator in with Tim, and Tim's done a great job already. It's been you know, almost invigorating in some ways to, you know, you got to start new, and we started right from ground zero, if you will, as a coaching staff. And then when the players you start practicing with them during spring practice, it's a chance to really see things come to fruition a little bit. And you know, it's one of the values of spring ball is it gives you a chance to get things installed, and we'll go right back through the same process again in August.
Tim, for people that don't know, head coach at Western Michigan, went and coached the Green Bay Packers last year, hired him on as the OC for this coming year and in the future. How has the installation of the offense been? I'd imagine some hiccups throughout the year, you know, with kids trying to adjust from last year's offense to the, you know, a kind of a similar style but a little bit of a different style than what you guys want to run.
Yeah, it's kind of coaching in the NFL. If you go from one team to another, players do the same thing. It's like learning a new language. The plays in some ways are very different, but in some ways not. There's not a lot of new things in football. So there's some parallels there, but I think the biggest thing is just the language, the verbiage that we use in the system that Coach Lester's familiar with is a derivative of the West Coast offense, and that's very wordy, a lot of verbiage. What we've done in the past isn't a lot of words and verbiage, so it's a contrast there. But kind of went through a similar thing when Greg Davis came here. It was kind of a hybrid, if you will. But that, again, that's just part of change, and it's all learnable. The spring is a great step for us, and then in August we'll really hopefully get all the details down.
Deacon entered the transfer portal last year, starter, you know, when Cade went down. Kind of outlook of the quarterback position, how's Cade coming along, you know, and kind of are you guys looking to add somebody else now that the transfer portal is officially closed and stuff like that?
Yeah, first and foremost, we expect Cade to be 100% in June. So he threw the ball in the spring, just couldn't move around, and wasn't smart at this point. But expect him to be 100%. And then, Marco Lanez came on and did a really nice job, played him a little bit in the bowl game. So he's a young player we have very high hopes for. And then, yeah, to answer your question, we definitely are going to bring another quarterback, if not two, but for sure one. And we're kind of going through that process right now. And, certainly don't want to rely on just an incoming freshman. So we'd like to have three guys that are a little bit more veteran going into the season. And we'll let them all compete and see where it goes.
This recruiting area, no secret to you guys, you know, Sam Brinks was a standout at Kemper, went and played for you at the University of Iowa. You know, you look at Cooper DeGene, you know, was a second-round draft pick this past year. You have Tynus and a Carroll High grad currently punting for you guys right now, and then DJ Benami going to come in, played at Kemper this last year. You know, we'll talk about Ty first. Ty's now had two springs with you guys. What are the improvements you've really seen from him punting-wise?
Yeah, he's just maturing, good, solid young guy. Obviously, didn't get any chances with Tory, you know, manning that position. And got a young guy who's a real good prospect. But, you know, you're always nervous if you don't have two guys that can punt. So he's done a good job. not overly vocal, but just works hard every day and good serious attitude, and I think he has good potential. So happy to have him, and excited about DJ joining us too. You know, he's a guy that came through our camps last June, and we were really impressed with him. I think he's got a lot of upside. And it's kind of interesting if you look back our tight ends. You know, we've gotten a lot of note about those guys, but overall, you know, it's kind of interesting. We've had a lot of really good stories. Sam Laporta comes to mind right away. Guys that really weren't well known until they got there. We really saw a lot of positives when he came to our camp, and just really excited about his potential. So we're anxious to get him in house and get him working.
And I think, you know, DJ might not be your prototypical tight end you guys have had in the past as well. He's more of a lean, you know, faster guy, more of a possession receiver, you know, out there. You know, kind of how does that play into you guys and your recruiting process with him?
Yeah, I'm not sure there is a prototypical, because it's interesting. We've had, you know, Laporta, obviously. You got Lachey there now. You go back, you've got Kittle, Fant, Hockenson. I go back to Brendan Myers, who's a really good basketball player, probably a better basketball player in football, quite frankly. But they're all really different type guys. I'll throw Henry Krieger Coble in there, too, who's George Kittle's cousin. And George, obviously, is pretty good. But all different stories and different strengths as players, but they just knew how to play the position. And I think that's one of the cool things about the position. There's not a prototype or a stereotypical guy. And really, you know, I think DJ's got a skill set that we're really excited just to see where it goes and what it's going to look like here in a couple of years.
Kirk, thank you. That's all I got for you. I want to thank you for coming out, and good luck coming up this next season.
It's always great to be here. Thanks, Jason.